Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, getting ever closer to the weekend, and this weekend, Sunday specifically, at Grace Episcopal Church in Port Huron, it's the annual Mariners Church service. Joining us to tell us more about that is Grace Episcopal Church, Mary Lou Kramer. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
The Mariners Church service has been going on a long time, hasn't it?
You know, it has, and I was doing some math and figuring what I had found in the church history, that this year is actually like the 52nd anniversary of the service. But because of COVID, we lost those 2 years. The church was closed and we didn't have it. So we're celebrating the 50th annual service this year. But the interesting thing is that this event started as a tea at the church.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it was to benefit Mariners Church in Detroit when we had weekly teas at Grace. And those teas started in 1936, and they had been having one for Mariners Church for more than 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and so what happened is, unfortunately, all the people who had the bright idea for this service are no longer with us, you know. I really believe that how it transitioned was that some of our members who were avid sailors and that suggested that we start honoring our local mariners and the people on our sailboats, the people on our powerboats, the people on our freighters that ply our waters. And so we've been doing that faithfully every year since at least 1974.
Wow.
Yes. So
tell us a little bit about the service. What goes on?
Well, we have, we invite all the local mariners. Invitations go out to the yacht club, to the police department, and that anyone who deals with water, and if you're just a regular boater, you're welcome to come, you know. You don't have to be a member of Grace to come. It's open to all mariners. If you're a Lakes Pilot guy, come on in and join us, you know. And so it's a service that's really festive, you know. We sing hymns that are related to the water and the sea, and we have a bagpiper. And we start the service with the ringing of the bell, the call to service, and that it's really quite beautiful. Everything is geared towards the mariners. And then we end with a big coffee hour reception afterwards so we can all fellowship and talk to each other.
Well, you know, the water is so important to so many of us, whether we're, as you said, recreational boaters, boaters by profession, or just people that like watching the boats go by on the water. It's really important and a nice way to kick off the season.
It really is. And, you know, it's something that I think that a lot of us take for granted.
Okay? Oh, for sure.
I grew up here, and it took me a long time to realize that that water is my sin space. It feeds my soul. Mm. And I, ever since I was a child, and, but move away and you get a whole new appreciation for it. Mm. You know, yeah. You don't see it anywhere else in this country or the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's beautiful water all over the world, but nothing like what you see here.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Mariners mm-hmm. Church service at Grace Episcopal Church this Sunday. What time, Mary Lou?
10 o'clock. I was going to say 11 o'clock. We don't have that service anymore. You know, the 10 o'clock service in that. So, yep, 1213 6th Street, church on the corner with the tower across from the museum.
All right. Very good. Mary Lou, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Paul.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.